Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
It was wonderful. It's good to go against someone else instead of my teammates, you know, every day. It was good to get out to another team. Just execution, see where we are, you know, before the season start, seeing if our time is, you know, down packed, stuff like that.
We haven't talked to you for a while, but how do you feel like the offense is progressing? How close do you think it is to regular season form?
We're just taking it a day at a time. You know, we never know where we are until we're out there actually in the real game, you know. But we just keep getting better. That, as far as what I see in practice, each and every day we're getting better.
All right. How do you feel to have all the weapons, including J.K.
Dobbins,
all the running backs?
It feels wonderful. Have my boy KJ. I call him KJ. Have my boy back out there on the field. And all the running backs, you know, just everybody. Got Bate coming back slowly but surely. Just can't wait to see what's going on this season, man.
Your first opportunity to connect with Odo Beckham and Zay Flowers and Mark this year with another team.
Yeah.
How would you describe how that worked out for you today?
It made my job a lot easier. Those guys were just flying around, making spectacular catches. And as you can see, I know you guys seen it, Zay's very shifty, like I said before. And, you know, like I said, Odell and Mark, household names.
Lamar, you didn't play. How much more do you get out of a practice like this versus going against your own team?
I'd rather go against someone else than my teammates. But I feel like iron sharpens iron. We got one of the best defenses in the league, and it prepared us for today. I didn't plan a preseason game last year, I don't think. Did I? No?
So the answer, no?
Self-explanatory.
Lamar, during the preseason game, you talked about how Duncan, you've been giving him some plays.
Yeah.
How did that begin, and how is that working, that process?
Actually, I was just on social media, and I seen, like, a couple routes, and I sent it to Coach T. And he was like, he going to relay the message to Coach Monken. And Coach Monken liked the play, so he put it in practice. We didn't show it today, but I feel like it'll be good for us.
How does that make you feel that? I mean, all of a sudden, like, you're getting direct input in the offense.
Made me feel good. You know, Coach listens to me. Yeah, it made me feel good. Say it again.
Was your excitement level any higher today coming to practice, knowing that you'll be able to see a different team for the first time?
To be honest, we really practice in the afternoon, in the evening time. So this morning practice, I was like, but you know, it's practice, so I want to get better. It was all good. I had fun going against another team, though.
Lamar, you mentioned, Lamar, you hit Odell on a deep shot today. How much do you want the deep passing game to be a piece of the offense this year?
To be honest, G, I want every pass to be on point throughout this season. But, yeah, especially down the field, you know, we hit a big play here and there, back the defense up and let our running backs get the ball and throw the ball, you know, short and let those guys get yacked, you know. So the sky's the limit right now.
Lamar, you mentioned Zay Flowers and see what he did just in one-on-one.
Yeah.
How much fun do you have watching that guy, and what did he show you today doing it against another team?
He showed me he can do it against anybody else, not just our team. He was making some crazy moves, great route running, great in and out of his cuts. And he was catching the ball, so he was looking pretty good out there.
Lamar, a little hard shift, but John was talking about Alex Collins and what he meant to this team.
Yep.
I was wondering if you had a thought on his passing yesterday.
Yeah, man. AC, that's my boy. You know, he from Broward County too as well, you know. And he was here my rookie year. And, you know, we was always chatting, you know, playing around and stuff like that. In locker room, great energy, great guy to be around. Just, you know, sorry for the loss, you know, and especially to his family, because he was a great guy.
All good? With Odell, I mean, you've been, the main point minicamp.
Yeah.
Where do you feel the chemistry is between
you guys? I feel like our chemistry is there. It's there. And he's a lot faster than people give him credit for. A lot faster.
Thank you. Yeah.
Listen to your parents, listen to your teacher, get great grades, and you can be whoever you want to be.